The number of polling places varies from county to county, but each county is required to have at least one early voting polling site. In larger counties with multiple sites, one has to be in the largest urban area. Susan Lerner with the government reform group Common Cause has been closely monitoring the early voting procedures.
Early voting in New York starts on Saturday, October 24th, and it goes every day through the following week to the following Sunday, Sunday, November 1st. And there are polling locations which are open in every single county. They are often different from your election day polling place because there's fewer of them. And for all counties outside of New York City, you have the ability to go to any early voting location in your county. And the hours that they are open differ from county to county.
There are a few places to find out more details on where and when to vote. Lerner says voters can go to a website created by pro-voting groups called earlynewyork.org. The New York State Board of Elections also has the specific locations and hours on their site, as does the League of Women Voters. The League's Jennifer Wilson says her site also gives other helpful information to aid voters who are making their plans to cast their ballot early.
And also, if the site is accessible by public transit, if the site is handicap accessible according to the ADA, and if the site has parking. So we have all kinds of extra information on our website for voters to find.
Absentee voting or voting by mail is also an option. Due to health and safety concerns during the COVID pandemic, New York State laws were changed earlier this year. Now anyone who is registered to vote can request an absentee ballot, and there's still a few days left to get one. The Board of Elections says the cutoff date for requests by mail, email, or phone is October 27th. But the board warns the U.S. Postal Service says due to recent cutbacks, they can't guarantee timely delivery of ballots that are requested 15 or fewer days before the election. Lerner with Common Cause says New Yorkers who have not requested a ballot or not mailed it in need to hurry.
The key there is not to wait for the last moment. I think it's perfectly safe to get your absentee ballot and be sure that you put it in the mail as soon as possible. Right now, I wouldn't wait any longer.
She says for procrastinators, it might be better to just vote early in person starting Saturday or to drop off their absentee ballot at any early voting polling site.
The closer it gets to the election, the more I would say either vote early in person or bring your absentee ballot to the early voting location and drop it in the drop box.
The absentee ballots can also be hand-delivered to the regular poll sites in person on Election Day. But if they are sent through the Postal Service, the ballots must be postmarked by November 3rd, or they won't count. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.